This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
The next guest in the studio is Marissa Cesario. Hi, Marissa. Marissa
Hi.
Is the program coordinator at Gasworks. And Marissa, you're here to talk, well, you're talking about Midsummer and the programming for that at Gasworks. However, before we start about that, just like to get a bit of background. And we were talking earlier off air. This is the first time you've been on our show.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So now, just to get a bit of background for our listeners as well, how did you get started as a program director and in the arts, basically?
Yeah.
So what's your story?
So I guess my background is that I did my bachelor's in creative arts and culture at ACU in Fitzroy. And part of studying at ACU, I'm not sure if they still do this, but there's a volunteer component. So you have to do 120 hours of volunteer service. And I wanted to do it in the arts. I majored in drama and literature and ended up finding this local art centre where I was living at the time. And the first thing I did as a volunteer there was I learned to be a projectionist in this little old style movie theatre, doing like 16mm.
Whereabouts?
It's called the Kingston Art Centre in Moorabbin.
Okay.
Yeah. So from there I was doing, went on to do like ushering and front of house and some admin support, box office, and then ended up acting in the role of programmer there, working in a few different departments around the local council at Kingston, and then ended up becoming the programmer there full time for about 6 years, and then I've been at Gasworks for the last about 3.5 years.
Right, and you program all the
The performing arts program.
Performing arts?
Yeah, is my focus.
Okay.
That being said, our program at Gasworks, and this is the case, I guess, a lot of performing arts centres and arts venues around Victoria, it's a combination of, I guess, hired people coming in to hire the venue and the curated side. So I look after the curated side of our events.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many theatres are there, theatre spaces?
We have two beautiful theatres. One of them was quite massively refurbished in the last couple of years. That's our studio theatre space. They're both black boxes. The little studio seats 60 and the main theatre seats 192.
Right. And, of course, there is a gallery there as well.
Yeah, there's a few gallery spaces. Yeah, there's the Angela Robarts Bird Gallery. There's the Heritage Hallway and the Foyer Gallery.
Right. Yeah. And, of course, she does do bits and pieces in the park next door as well.
Yes, And the park is owned by the City of Port Phillip.
Yep.
So, there's lots of events that happen throughout the year there as well. And the whole precinct is surrounded by these beautiful red brick walls and lots of artist studios where our resident artists carry out their practice.
Which is a phenomenal. Have you guys actually seen that? You know, like where all the artists in residence are? It's just amazing.
It's really amazing.
Is there. Because it used to be the old Gasworks, of course, so that's what it's called. So they've got these huge spaces where, and it's what they, they use to create their art.
That's right. So there's the sculpture studio, there's a ceramic studio with several kilns, there's visual art studios, and just all sorts of incredible artists.
Yep. And how many? How many?
I think we have 12 at the
12,
moment.
12,
yeah.
I can remember I went on a tour of them all.
Oh, great.
One time, and it was just fascinating.
Yeah.
You're like, I knew they were there, but I had no idea how good it was.
It was the same for me when I first started, and I think it was about a month into when I started that I had a tour as well.
Yeah.
And it was like the missing puzzle piece. I was like, oh, gave me just a sense of the whole space and this community.
Sorry, is there a program for your artists in residence? Or do they just come and are they there for a year and then they just come and do something and move on?
Actually, some of them are much more long-term than that. So it does cycle through. There are changes. But, some of them have been there for a really long time. Okay. And
not all of them exhibit with you, though.
Not always. Yeah, there's often a annual group exhibition of all the resident artists.
I think that's what I went to, and then they had all the spaces lovely. Opened as well. Yeah.
Yeah, but it does cycle through a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now, talk about your brochure that you've opened up is awesome. You're like the colours are very gay. Gasworks have always had a very strong midsummer program.
Yeah.
And no different this year.
No, yeah, and it's sort of getting bigger every year, which is really exciting. So we're thrilled about how it's all come together. I'm like genuinely can't wait to see some of these shows. Many of them I've seen already, but I can't wait to see them again.
Right.
I can't wait for everyone to come and
Give us a few highlights of what's coming
of
up.
Of course. So one of the ones we're super excited about is called You and I. It's by Casa Circus, who we're partnering with to bring them down from Brisbane. So they're interstate, they are internationally acclaimed, critically acclaimed, award-winning.
What are they? Is it circus?
So it's a circus. It's a story of two gay men. It's just a beautiful love story, and it's told through really incredible acrobatics, aerials, including trapeze and dance. I saw this at Adelaide Fringe Festival last year, and our CEO saw it at Edinburgh Fringe the previous year, and we both just adored it. So we're like, how can we get them to come to Gasworks? And
brilliant.
We're really fortunate.
And what's it called again?
Together. It's called You and I.
You and I.
Yeah. Brilliant. So that's going to be really incredible.
One of the big ones for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What else?
So Big Glittery Shit Show by Hyperion Entertainment. We're super excited about this one as well. Because it's going to be so, so much fun and so ridiculous, but full of incredibly talented performers.
So is it a burlesque sort of show? Or?
It's circus and a little bit cabaret, maybe a little bit veering into sideshow. So this was presented at Gasworks last year as a 10-minute excerpt as part of our annual Circus Showdown program, where it's really like an incubator. We invite circus artists from all over Australia really to apply, and then they're shortlisted, and then we have up to 8 finalists presenting excerpts of new works, and then that's narrowed down to usually 4 who then perform again in a finale night, and then there are like a couple of award winners selected, and they were our first prize winners.
Awesome.
So we're really like looking forward to having them come back again to show the full show.
Yeah.
Which they ran in at the Brisbane Powerhouse during the Wonderland season a few months ago.
Yep.
So yeah, we can't wait for that one.
Excellent.
It's I think going to be one of those shows where you come away maybe going, I'm not sure what I saw, but I know that I loved it.
And what's it called again?
Big Glittery Shit Show.
I love the names.
That's always a good thing about cabaret. When you walk away from cabaret and you can say, not quite sure I've seen, but you're at least talking about it.
Yeah,
aren't you?
Exactly. Yeah, okay. And the soundtrack is really banging. So,
great. And another show that's coming?
Yeah, When the Light Leaves. So that was, I think it premiered at La Mama. Oh, gosh, it must have been almost a year ago now. That's at least where I saw it for the first time. And I was just so incredibly moved by it. How can we get this to come to Gasworks? So it's not easy. It's about voluntary assisted dying. It is a challenging night at the theatre, but it's so, so worthwhile. And with the Victorian legislation around that, it's just...
We actually did an interview with them when they were doing La Mama. So, yes, our listeners will be aware of it.
Yeah, great.
It sounds very powerful.
It is incredibly powerful and just really obviously topical, but something that I think warrants talking about not only after you see it, but just to everyone it opened my eyes to so much that I wasn't aware of. And the night that I went, just coincidentally, there was a forum afterwards, and it happened to be the same day that the legislation was coming in.
Oh, wow.
So it was quite emotional. Wow. But part of our season, we're also having a forum on the second night that it's on.
Yep.
So I think that's really worth going to as well if anyone has the chance.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Give us another one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's plenty to choose from. So Queen Betty is about Betty Davis.
Yep.
And her life, her career, her husband, her awards.
I saw an article. Was it in Today's Age, Today's Paper? That, and she looks so much like Betty Davis, doesn't she?
Yeah, so that's Jeanette Cronin, who's an incredible performer. And we're really lucky to have had her perform at Gasworks before. In 2018, one of our main stage season shows was called Letters to Lindy. And it was by Mary Gong Theatre Company. I believe it toured all around Australia. I'm not sure how far and wide it went, but it was about the life and the, I guess, trial by media of Lindy Chamberlain.
Yep.
And her relationship with the public.
Yep.
So it was kind of told through her letters. And, Jeanette is just amazing.
Okay, so what's this one?
So this is, about Betty Davis's career, her, her struggles, her triumphs, and her reputation as a huge bitch, basically.
Yeah. And you're like, staying clear.
Yeah.
Staying clear.
Yeah.
What happens with women, especially in Hollywood, especially back in that era, is if you're a woman and stood up for yourself, you were classed as a bitch.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you were a man, you would get away with it. So. She probably wasn't. It was just the era.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really fascinating to see, another side of it besides what we know from all the stories and her rivalry with Joan Crawford and that, like, tumultuous relationship.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's been written about so many times, hasn't it? So many, miniseries and everything about that.
And I guess the way that the old Hollywood celebrities were almost owned by studios in a way, or their careers were, that they... Yeah, I think that was part of her battle, was trying to be struggling for independence as an artist.
Being herself.
Yeah.
Okay, one more. Give us one more.
Oh, so many to choose from. How do I narrow it down? Look, I'm going to mention something that's a little bit different for us is Once Upon a Drag Story Time. It's for families and it's for everyone, but it's so exciting because we have the school holiday activities every term. To have something that's really inclusive of rainbow families is very important to me. And this show I saw at the Footscray Art Centre last year, and it was so magical and so joyous, and I just felt like a kid again, you know? Just wanted to get up and dance with all the kids at the end as well. It's just three beautiful stories told through, or I guess enhanced through, puppetry, clowning, silliness, just all sorts of things. And it's really worth coming to see. It's by Popo Moko, who are very well known for their adult work.
Yep.
But their foray into children's theatre is... it's just brilliant and really worth seeing.
Wow, it sounds as if it's a jam-packed show, which it always is at Gasworks. So congratulations another great midsummer season you've come up with.
Thanks so much.
And, of course, you find out all about it by going to Gasworks or to the midsummer website as well. And of course, in the program book, which is just awesome. Okay, thank you so much for coming
in.
Thank
you so much for having me.
Where is Gasworks?
It's at 21 Graham Street in Albert Park.
Right, okay, and beautiful surroundings, as we were talking about.
5-minute walk from the beach, or you can just enjoy all the dogs on the off-leash dog park inside.
Dogs-a-rama. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.